Manifested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So it's still the beginning of 2025. You've got bold ambitions in terms of your career, and you are looking to make sure that you grow. But one thing that's critical that we've all come and become familiar with is that relationships matter. Relationship building within your professional sphere, networking, and making sure that regardless of which organization you work for, have worked from your way up, and of course might have ambitions to continue to attain, ultimately, it all speaks to making sure that your reputation and the relationships that you have are restored. But what else do we need to be mindful of when it comes to 2025's top career killers? We're going to discuss all of this, from burnt bridges and torched reputations, coming up on Careers Corner.
Careers Corner on Kaya Biz.
We joined on the line by Adviata Naidu, who's the Managing Director for Africa at Jack Hammer Global. Such a pleasure to have you, and welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me back.
Oh, yes. Always exciting to speak to you. And maybe just for some context, for many of our listeners who might not be familiar with Jack Hammer Global, just remind us of the phenomenal work, the breadth and the reach that you have in terms of highlighting professional and work environment trends and recruitment trends we have, not only globally, but also on the continent.
Thanks. So Jack Hammer is an executive search firm. Markets across Africa. We place candidates in 20 of the 54 markets. We've sourced candidates in about 30. So we are a truly global operation. We have headquarters in Los Angeles and Cape Town, and we do a lot of dipstick testing with our clients on what workplace trends are, in addition to appointing senior leadership to their companies.
100%. And that's really exciting, because then you get the inside scoop as to what companies are looking for, what candidates possess in terms of skills, academics, and knowledge, and also the meeting and the merger of the two, I would assume, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, you know, there's so much that happens in an academic and a fairly dry context, and then there is the work that's on the ground. And in working with our clients, we find ways to marry the two and really be at the cutting edge.
Got you. Another key aspect that we often take for granted at Viata is networking. Anyone who's been to some kind of professional conference, motivational talk, maybe even career advancement program, we hear your network is your net worth. And maybe just remind us how the management of one's reputation and networking and relationships do play a significant role in the professional growth that you could experience.
Absolutely. I mean, I think if we think about it in terms of first of a job application process, and if we think about it in terms of a career progression, first, you know, who you know is really going to set you apart. I think for a lot of roles today, there are thousands of applicants. When you look at LinkedIn, you can be quite demoralized, and you see that AI tools can help filter CVs, but they don't always pick out the best candidates. In fact, AI tools can help candidates enhance CVs, which make it overwhelming for HR professionals to sort through them. And it's not that there's a lot of competition or quality in those thousands, but you know, in a world when you can apply at the click of a button, right, people just do that, and the person manning the inbox goes cross-eyed. And that's why employers are increasingly relying on these other signals like referrals and reputation and networking, because a strong network and a good professional reputation help you really bypass some of that noise and position you as somebody trusted.
Got you. Networks are one thing, but what about reputation?
Yeah, again, I keep it a little bit towards the hiring side, because that's what we specialize in. So hiring managers often do check LinkedIn profiles first. So really knowing how you put yourself out there in the world is so important. But everyone we know in this networky kind of world, they look at other platforms like Instagram or X or even Facebook. And it's important to avoid content that could really raise flags about you, such as unprofessional behavior or polarizing statements.
Got you. And this is so important, Adviata, because, oh man, so often when we've had this conversation, many South Africans are quick to respond to say, but it's my profile. It's, you know, I choose to post what I want to post. But maybe remind us of some of the factors that can really destroy our opportunities when it comes to future job searches going forward, especially from a reputation point of view.
And a reputational perspective. Yeah, I mean, okay, there's obviously what you choose to put out there. I mean, anything that shows illegal or unsavory behavior, that is an immediate red flag. Political or polarizing statements, I think it's one thing having an opinion and it's another inciting hate speech. I think we always say people shouldn't check the comment section of any post because you need to preserve your faith in humanity. But this is actually a great place to check how people behave in an ostensibly private but actually very public forum. And so your reputation can be destroyed in an instant with one ill thought out comment that you choose to make in a public setting. And then if you think about your reputation management, any negative experiences with colleagues or clients can really resurface later in your career. If you treated a peer poorly, they might now be in a position to make decisions about your career, about your growth, about whether you join a company. And a lot of people have the tendency to manage upwards and really try to look good in front of superiors without realizing that every single interaction counts. You never know who can become an influencer or an important stakeholder. And this is really just about being a decent human being, isn't it?
What if people hide behind, you know, private accounts and say, oh, well, I don't have my colleagues on social media. It's a private account. They can't see it. Does that count at all? Or are there always gremlins in the system that leak certain things?
I think they're probably always going to be things that will leak out. And I suppose it's you should ask yourself, if I wouldn't say this directly to an employer or directly to a colleague, why should I be saying it on social media?
Definitely. And that's important, as you say, to be mindful of. Aside from just growing reputation, interaction matters. And you alluded to this, that it's one thing to manage up, but you need to manage right across the spectrum. Remind us of this.
Yeah, I mean, again, you just never know who's going to be in a position of influence, and you never know who has the ear of the decision makers. I mean, a CEO might take the word of the receptionist very seriously, and how you treat people really matters. Are you going to be a cultural fit? And you know, think about it in every single aspect of your life. The guy you curse at the next paddle court could probably be the husband of the person who's going to be your boss one day. Like, why put yourself in a position where you're going to attract that negative energy?
Do we typically see, I guess in your experience and some of the feedback you've had at Jackhammer, where people have burnt bridges and where their reputations and behaviors in the past have caught up with them?
Absolutely. I mean, as recently as a few weeks ago, somebody messaged us to say, please, can you look out for this particular person? He's been making sexual advances, even though I've asked him to stop. At another time, somebody told us a story about a CEO who actually treated the people that he was interviewing with so appallingly that he has now been blacklisted by their company. And people think that institutional memory is short. It's actually not. Institutional memory is pretty long.
Oh my goodness. And it catches up. As you said, institutional memory is very long. So every interaction definitely matters there. And this also speaks to the theme I mentioned earlier, networks, because sometimes you might think, well, fair enough, my manager, my boss, my senior, or even those that I work with in my team might not like me or have any reference for me, but there are people within the industry that I work in that do offer support. Does this play a role?
Absolutely does. And I think, you know, networking is so incredibly important, not only because it opens doors for you, but it also helps you build your knowledge and your capability. I think people tend to think of networking as being quite transactional. Like if you go to some sort of networking event, you think about what's in it for you, but actually building relationships takes time. Everybody knows what these events are about, but you can create value for yourself and for others by showing that you're there to grow your network, you're there to build your knowledge base, you're there to create connections that may or may not yield something in the future, but everybody needs a little leg up from time to time.
And let's talk about that leg up. When having great networks works for you, how do managers typically leverage this?
I think, you know, this is a great question about the difference between networking and nepotism, I think. I think networking is about building genuine professional relationships. It shows a proactive attempt to connect and exchange knowledge. But nepotism bypasses merit and creates opportunities based on personal relationships. But networking doesn't guarantee a job. It just opens the door for consideration. So if somebody you know recommends you for something, you nevertheless still have to prove yourself. It is just that it's a little bit easier because somebody has opened the door for you.
And maybe that's another aspect, right? It becomes easier when someone does open the door, but in looking for those opportunities, are there ways to expand our professional ecosystem in an effective manner?
Well, yes. I mean, I think it's the Ben Franklin effect. I mean, if you ask somebody to do a favor for you, they're more likely to do it a second time. But also, you know, you create the value where you can as well. Offer to do something for someone else. Offer to make an introduction. Really don't treat networking as a very transactional thing. It's about value creation.
Got you. And that's important, right? A lot of people, Adviata, now you will probably get a lot of people riled up listening to this conversation, because I've often heard the sentiment from various colleagues, various players in the industry who say people use each other. And it almost feels transactional, as you say, tit for tat, you scratch my back, I scratch your back. There's always this quid pro quo expectation.
Sure.
In terms of speaking to hiring practices and professionals in your industry, are there ways to manage this effectively? Or even, you know, be clear and direct that, yes, this is transactional. I don't know.
I think if you go into it with the expectation that you might not get something out of it in the end, then it's not a transaction. Then that is a genuine want to help someone and a genuine understanding that this is the way that people help each other. But again, you know, in the hiring industry, opening that door, it doesn't create expectations that somebody is going to be the right candidate or the appointed candidate for the job. Somebody is just making an introduction. And I think, you know, that element of transactional behavior, absolutely, some people do that. And social capital is so important. When people expend that social capital and they aren't able to return on it at some point, it's unlikely that they're going to be able to ask for another favor.
That is so true. You've taken us through a wonderful understanding of, you know, the importance of not only maintaining our reputations, whether it's on social media, but even through professional conduct at all times in the workplace, but also understanding the benefits of having networks, but also leveraging those in a manner that really does yield fruit. And most importantly, a fair exchange of value, knowing that you bring your best services to the table. But if there were to be, I guess, a guideline, a 101 step-by-step program of how to build a strong network and reputation, what are the key themes we need to consider?
Genuine engagement is the first thing. It's going into an engagement and saying, I am here to build my network, but this is what I bring to the table. I have knowledge in areas A, B, and C. This is what my network looks like. I would love for us to be able to co-create value.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And being honest and upfront about it, right? Especially in terms of our ambitions and goals.
Exactly. There's no shame in it.
100%. If you've just joined us, we are in conversation with Adviata Naidu, the Africa Managing Director at Jack Hammer Global, helping us distill and discuss the 2025 top career killers that happen to influence many professionals within the industry. If you have any questions, do reach out and share your voice notes on 063-688-0959. Otherwise, we're happy to take your calls on 086-000-959 and just address some of the typical concerns, challenges, and maybe even opportunities that have worked in your favor as a professional who has really made use of great relationships and not torched their reputations or burnt bridges. There is a follow-up question that also has come through from one of our listeners, and it actually refers to talking about favors. The question asks, can we talk favors? When should we and when should we not ask for favors within a professional setting?
Oh, gosh. I think there is never any harm in asking for a favor, because the worst that can happen is that somebody says no, but you really should pick the situation carefully. If this is information or if this is something that you could easily achieve on your own, I would err on the side of retaining my social capital and my professional capital and not asking for a favor unless it's absolutely necessary. But again, the person can only say no.
That's true. So rather ask and have the option available to you and being mindful of that. Adviata, as you mentioned, we started off this conversation talking about the work you do at Jack Hammer Global, understanding that you connect executives, and you touched on themes like AI, of course, the filtering of processes and the benefits sometimes of having a network and relationships speak and work for you in terms of sponsorship or support within the spaces you'd like to occupy. For anyone who is looking to move or shift careers, even their jobs in 2025, are there additional key nuggets you can share with us as to how you or that they need to be mindful of as to how recruiters like yourselves work for 2025?
So I think if you're trying to shift out of your industry completely, that tends to be a little bit trickier unless you're working in a vertical that is quite transferable. But I think the best nugget I can offer, because even executives still get this wrong, when you are presenting yourself either on a LinkedIn profile or on a CV, don't just think, talk about the tasks that are part of your job. Talk about your key achievements. Talk about how you have returned value for the organizations that you're working in, and really sell yourself. I think as South Africans, we are trained to be a little bit more modest, but this is your one chance to be able to present yourself in a fantastic light. And again, if you're going to make use of your networks, which you absolutely should, it is to present yourself in a way that they can sell you, they can sell the story of you, and just forward your CV to somebody who knows, give them a little three-liner to say, you should meet my friend, you should meet my colleague, because these are the two or three amazing things that he or she has done, and you're really making it easy for them to do you that favor.
100%. Sure. So refreshing speaking to you, Adviata, and it's going to be intriguing to see some of the key themes that continue to come out from Jack Hammer Global for the remainder of the year. Thank you again for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. That's Adviata Naidu, Africa MD at Jack Hammer Global.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.